Lord, as we have read from your holy word, we realize and learn that we each are unique beings and gifted by you in special ways. And Lord, we pray that we may discover, if we are not sure of, or that we may better use the gifts that you have given to us, that we may use those to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we may use those to build up the body of Christ known as the First Baptist Church of Malden, that we pray that your Spirit will continue to be with us and to bless us as we open our minds and our hearts to receive a word from you this day. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. I've been told at times that I am preaching to the choir, meaning that those who need to hear the message are not present, and those who are hearing the message do not need to hear it again. In some cases, that may be true. But other times, individuals have told me, "You must have been thinking of me. That message really spoke to me." And my response is often, "If the shoe fits, put it on and wear it." Wherever you find yourself this morning, feeling you've already heard this message, it doesn't apply to you, and or it speaks to you deeply, I encourage you to allow the Spirit of God to work within and among each of us. We may be surprised by what God can do if we are open to God's leading and God's guidance in our lives individually and collectively. So I have a question. I often start my sermons with a rhetorical question. So how is your physical body today? Do you have any significant aches or pains? Are all the body parts working in tip-top condition? Or are one or two injured or diseased in some way? Just like our physical bodies sometimes are out of sorts, so too the body of Christ sometimes is not functioning in the best possible way. In addition to the verses that we read responsively as this morning's scripture, the Apostle Paul tells the early church at Corinth and tells us here today that Christ is like a single body which has many parts. It is still one body, even though it is made up of different parts. In the same way, all of us, no matter our differences, have all received the same Spirit and are part of Christ's body. For the body itself is not made up of only one part, but of many parts. If the foot were to say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not keep it from being a part of the body. And if the ear were to say, "Because I am not an eye, I don't belong to the body," that would not keep it from being a part of the body. If the whole body were just an eye, how could it hear? And if it were only an ear, how could it smell? As it is, however, God put every different part in the body just as he wanted it to be. There would not be a body if it were all only one part. As it is, there are many parts put in one body, but one body. So then the eye cannot say to the hand, "I don't need you," nor can the head say to the feet, "Well, I don't need you." On the contrary, we cannot do without the parts of the body that seem to be weaker, or those parts that we think aren't worth much are the ones which we treat with greater care, while the parts of the body that don't look very nice are treated with special modesty, which is the more beautiful parts do not need. God himself has put the body together in such a way as to give greater honor to those parts that need it. And so there is no division in the body, but all its different parts have the same concern for one another. If one part of the body suffers, all other parts suffer with it. If one part is praised, all parts share its happiness. All of you are Christ's body. Each one is a part of it. So what part of Christ's body are you? What spiritual gifts have been bestowed upon each of you? I want to shift our thoughts from body parts to entire bodies for a little while this morning and share a story with you about four people whose names are Sam Somebody, Chris Everybody, Alex Anybody, and Pat Nobody. Together they were the best of friends, but when it came to a task, they weren't very good at completing it. Whenever there was a job to be done, they all began to argue. This is how it always went. Everybody was sure that somebody would do it. That anybody could have done it. But in the end, nobody always ended up with the task. When nobody did it, somebody was angry because it was everybody's job. But everybody thought that somebody would do it instead. Now, nobody realized that nobody would do it. So consequently, everybody blamed somebody. When nobody did what anybody could have done in the first place. To tell you a little bit more about these four fine folks. They were fun and active and busy people. But what they accomplished was a shame, and everyone knew it. You see, everybody had a good idea. But everybody thought somebody would follow it through. However, somebody thought anybody would work on it. And anybody thought everybody should do it. So nobody ended up working on it again. One day, a contest was announced. All four were set to enter. Now, everybody thought anybody could win the prize. Anybody thought somebody would win. And somebody thought everybody would get a prize. Nobody was the smartest of the four, and nobody was very faithful. Nobody worked very hard, and then nobody won the prize. One more story I want to share about another friend of these four. You see, these four folks belonged to the same church. And they were greatly saddened to learn of the death of one of their most valuable members named Someone Else. Someone Else's passing created a vacancy that will be difficult to fill. Someone Else had been around for years, and for every one of those years, Someone Else did far more than the normal person's share of the work. Whenever anybody mentioned leadership, somebody always looked to this wonderful person for inspiration and results. Someone else can do that job. Well, whenever there was a job to do, a need to be filled, or a place of leadership, one name was always given: Someone Else. Everyone knew Someone Else was the largest giver of time and money. Whenever there was a financial need, everybody, anybody, and somebody always assumed that someone else would make up the difference. Now, someone else is gone. All the people wonder what they will do. No longer can they utter the words, "Let someone else do it." If it's going to be done, one of them will have to do it. And my fear is that most of the time, that someone will be nobody. On the world scale, the Church of Jesus Christ, and locally the First Baptist Church of Malden, is made up of many different bodies, each with different skills, talents, financial resources, and levels of interest and energy. Each and every one of these bodies is important if the church, the body of Christ, is to be fully healthy and functioning and carrying out the mission that Jesus has left for us to do. As we each said, I do in the waters of baptism and or when receiving the right hand of fellowship. We were recognizing and accepting the privileges and responsibilities of being a part of Christ's body, known as the First Baptist Church of Malden. Our ideas, our voices, and our votes count. Our time, our energy, and money are used to serve Christ locally, regionally, nationally, and globally. We strive to be praying, present, participating, positive, peaceful, patient, and paying members of this local manifestation of Christ's body. As we read responsibly this morning, each of us has special spiritual gifts that need to be used if the body of Christ is going to be living to its full potential. Earlier, I asked the rhetorical question of what body part each of us is, and that is one of the challenges we need to face as a congregation made up of many different vital body parts. Who are our eyes and our ears? Who are our hands and our feet? We need to remember that someone else has passed away, and it's now up to somebody, anybody, and everybody to, as we sang earlier this morning, be committed to the service of the Lord, make their lives for Him more fitted, tune their hearts with one accord. Of their time and talents give Him. They are gifts from God above, to be used by Christians freely to proclaim His wondrous love. The body of Christ, the church, is made up of numerous body parts belonging to a variety of bodies. May everybody in the First Baptist Church of Malden be an active part of the congregation while nobody sits on the sidelines. Let's pray together. Lord, we come to you and maybe able to identify ourselves in some of those bodies of the church. Lord, how many of us have said, let somebody else, oh, somebody should do that. We have great ideas, oh God, but times we don't always follow through. Lord, we pray that this day we may examine our gifts and our talents and our resources and look for ways that not someone else, not somebody, but I, me, we may do something together. Lord, we pray that the nobodies will not be active in our church anymore. We pray that anybody and the everybodies will be even more active as they share their gifts, as they share who they are through Jesus Christ. And not only within this church, but out as we minister outside the walls of this building. Lord, we pray all of this through the Spirit of Christ. Amen.